Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, Did you get my text? I'm sure you've been asked that question more times than you can ever imagine, because today text messaging has now overtaken cell phone conversations as the number one form of communication. Even an IM, an instant message, is simply a glorified text message on another platform. But the text message is dominating the way we communicate. Think of all the acronyms that were made famous from the text message, including LOL and all those things that we look to our phone, and now we text far more than we talk. Well, in business, there's also another message that leaders send every day. It's a message that tells those around you how you expect them to conduct themselves and perform and advance and excel. I say, my friends and neighbors, that whether you recognize it or not, our body language is sending a message to those around us that is far more powerful than anything else we could ever imagine, far more powerful than the IM or the text message itself. In our text acronym, we're going to outline those three key components that leaders should always send as it pertains to messaging at all times with those that are around them. That T in our text acronym reminds us of the importance of transformation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, well, the great thing about phenomenal leadership is it will lead to transformation. If you're an entrepreneur, you own your own deal, you're running your own show, then you can attest to how you've been transformed. If you've been doing it for 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, or 10 years, then I can assure you that you're not the same person you were when you first started. You're more disciplined. You're more focused. You've eliminated all nonsense. Whereas others may be binge-watching reality shows, you're calling prospects and working on closing new accounts and new deals. Whereas others might be involved and engaged in gossip and rumors and all those types of things, you're laser beam on your mission that you're working to accomplish. You're increasing client loyalty, and you're developing a stronger team, and you're focusing on ways you can train and wait. And people might even look at you and say, you just don't act the same as you used to before you started that business. My friends and neighbors, that's a compliment. Take it as a pat on the back, because great business does transform. What type of transformation have you embarked upon since your leadership journey has begun? Can you look at certain things to say, here is how I've transformed? And if you're battling with something to say, how do I transform those around me? I often say, send the right message. You see, the message of transformation is a message of maturity. It is a message that says that you are so focused and disciplined on what you want to accomplish that the only thing that matters is bettering yourself and all those around you. Let the text message be the one that is one of transformation. My friends, after transformation, we're going to combine the E and the X. Even though they're two different words for our acronym, they're together. That X says that the leadership environment should be exceptional. It shouldn't look like everybody else's team. Does your team look like and mirror someone else's? It's good to follow some predictable patterns, some patterns that have been proven to be successful. However, you should lead by showing that exceptional nature when you go above and beyond, when you do more than is expected or required. That exceptional attitude that says, yes, in everything we do, we're going to be the exception to the rule. If everyone else shows up at 8 o'clock, we'll be there at 7:45. What exceptional components have you placed in line for your team? Do they know how or the pattern of exceptionalism in order to embrace? That other EX says that they are excellent. Yes, my friends, that excellence is simply, if exceptional is doing above and beyond, excellence is simply the spirit with which something is done. And everyone should possess the spirit of excellence. If you watch, my friends, some some of the things that you like a lot about your favorite establishments. Your favorite restaurant, you like it because the food is consistent. You like it because the service is great, but you also like it because it's just a cut above everybody else. Yes, my friends, it serves as a prime example of where you would want to take someone when they come to town. I challenge you, my friends, to send the right message, not just the message of transformation, but the one of exceptionalism, excellence, the prime example. Yes, my friends, we want to also exhibit that EX, and finally, we must learn to send the message of triumph. That's simply victory. See, winning should be in every leader's DNA. Winning has to be, because it creates in us that mindset that says we're never going to accept defeat. You know, when I am going watching sports every now and then, I like to see teams that seem like they win all the time. I can remember in baseball, it seemed like the Yankees were in the playoffs or in the World Series every single year. In football, it seems as if the New England Patriots are always winning, and it has become something that you expect. They win all the time. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, people are attracted to the triumphant leader. The triumphant leader sends a message that we win all the time. Notice, I didn't say we win at all costs. I say that we win at all times, meaning that there isn't a situation where we don't grow from and learn from and improve from. What was the last time you've been challenged that you've actually had to reach down within yourself and decide whether you are going to win or throw in the towel? If you've chosen that winning spirit, then that means that you've got the commitment to hang in there, that commitment to stay with it, that commitment to stay positive throughout the struggles and the difficulties, that commitment to say, I'm going to send a message to my team that even though things may not be going exactly the way they should, they're going to see winning every time they come in contact with me. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. You can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.